What I'd like to talk about today is something that we just do, but we don't really think about sometimes. And sometimes it is good to look at the things that we do and ask ourselves why. We have sung a few songs together today. And what I'd like to talk about is about praise. I mean, there is a danger in this modern era of the church that as we all sit here, we think that coming to church is just about learning and education. I mean, if so, would it not be easier to stay at home and learn all you need from books or magazines? And even now, particularly from the internet, we have all the information you could ever require at your fingertips. But of course, we all know that coming to church is more than that. I mean, we also come to church for fellowship, to be with people of like mind who share our values, to hear people's problems, to learn about other individuals, and probably even to pray for them. But I also think that there is another reason we come to church that we should also understand, and that is a very powerful and important reason, and that is to praise God. So if you turn to Psalm 149 verse 1. Yeah, 149 verse 1. I'll just get comfortable. Let's say, here it says, praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of the saints. I mean, you might have a different version where it just talks about the congregation of the saints. But we need to understand that we are the saints. You know, it's very easy in our culture to pick up a lot of the wrong ideas that people propagate, but the saints are us, as we heard earlier. We are the ecclesia. And of course, the thing about this praise is that it means the act of expressing approval or admiration, commendation or laudation. The offering of a grateful homage in words or a song as an act of worship, a hymn of praise to God. The state of being approved or admired, you know, as you do with a king. And of course it means a ground for praise or merit. And then it also says to express approval or admiration, to offer grateful homage, particularly to God. So the reason we also come to church is to praise God. I've been reading recently a book about emotions, and one of the important elements in people's personal happiness is actually going to church. It's one of the top things that can make you happy. And the reason why is that you are with individuals who share, you know, your same values, the same things that you do in life, and that you have a group of people who you can share your problems and all your dilemmas with. And that is important. That makes people happy. Unfortunately, in our culture, increasingly, I was talking about it earlier, people look down on that. They think going to church is strange, almost weird. But, as I say, most cultures do know that going to church makes you happy. And we should realise that, you know, going to church, as I say, is one of the things that make us happy. And the reason we do it, as I say, as we'll learn, is because praise is central to our worship. Praising God and being here worshipping God makes us happy. And we should never forget that. You know, coming to church should not be a burden or a trial. It should make us happy. I mean, if you go to Psalm 100 now, we can see this. A lot of people think the Psalm